This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. It's a special edition produced with students from Mills College in Oakland and focused on telling stories from Skyline High School, which is working to transform the culture on campus in a lot of different ways, including trying to make sure no one falls through the cracks. One group on campus is doing that successfully with historically marginalized students, those with Asperger's. Kids come to Skyline from all over the city in order to access the Asperger's Inclusion Program. Megan Sussman has that story. And a note to our listeners, we're only using first names in this story to protect student privacy.
As I walk into the classroom of the Asperger Inclusion Program, it's pretty quiet, except for the tapping of keyboards. But the computers aren't actually students' favorite part of school.
My favorite part of high school is probably being around my friends.
Well, my favorite part of high school will be hanging out with my friends and learning new things.
Dylan's a junior and Marcel's a freshman. Their responses surprise me. When I think of people who have mild forms of autism, sociability is not the first thing that comes to mind.
We create a community in which they can be whoever they are, and it's really valued.
Courtney Gamora is the Asperger Inclusion Coordinating Teacher at Skyline.
You know, really, to look at the students when they often first come into the program, very shut down, very calcified by life, right, you know? And slowly to see that literally chip away, melt away, and what you find inside is like this insane gem. You know, it's like, oh my God, they're so cool. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, we dig it.
That idea of inclusion is central to this program.
It started from a group of parents who were noticing that their child had peer level or higher cognitive ability, but we're having challenges in school. It's an interesting story.
Gamora says in the late 90s, a small group of parents noticed that their children, while performing well academically, struggled to make friends. And in the classroom, they acted out. The parents approached the elementary school's administration, which did some testing and found
they had the characteristics that fit the autism, but high-functioning autism, which is Asperger's syndrome, right? Mm-hmm. So such was born the Asperger Inclusion Program.
That small group grew as more kids were diagnosed, and they brought the program with them to middle school, and then to Skyline.
There were no other programs before it, so Skyline is the first high school here in the district that had the Asperger Inclusion Program.
Here's how it works. Every day, students meet in the classroom for a single period. A team of support staff helps with coursework, as well as any behavioral issues. And if the students need extra help or if they're feeling overwhelmed, they can drop in any time throughout the day. But even with all this support, for some students, school's still a struggle.
I don't have any favorite part in high school.
Jamari is a sophomore. I found him outside, playing with a tennis ball.
It's just, I really don't like school.
I never did. This is what Gamora is battling within the classroom. Academically gifted kids that have struggled with the isolation of Asperger's. But Gamora's confident it won't always be this way. Every Sunday, a group of graduates from the Asperger Inclusion Program meets in her apartment building.
Yeah, here's the thing. Every time I play PS3 games, these people don't want to play it.
They're in the movie room in Gamora's complex, joking around. Often they bring college projects to show the rest of the group. But right now, they're talking about their experiences back in high school. Jacob graduated in 2012.
Apparently the Asperger Program pretty much gave me somewhere to go. Like a hub that I can go to do work, hang out with friends.
Trayshawn graduated in 2009.
My favorite part was basically just joking around with everyone there. Even the teachers were really fun to be around. There were certain teachers that, you know, we all had inside jokes with.
Wesley tells me about his favorite part of high school.
This is probably my first class. It was a science class. We got to meet real nice people, and that's where I met the very first friend who I've now known since high school. We still get along very well.
I ask Arnold what his favorite part of high school was. His arms sweep the room, and he points to Niat, a friend since middle school.
They're all around me.
the people here. Especially that one.
Gamora's program is transforming these students, who once felt so isolated and misunderstood, into a close circle of friends.
I think around, junior year, I started to somewhat stop having tantrums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, pretty amazing.
And Josh and me were always there to help you out.
Yes, you were.
Gamora says the friendships they create are perhaps the greatest things her students take away from the program.
Yeah. I feel emotional even just talking about that. It's huge for them.
I went into Gamora's classroom, unsure of what to expect. But as I continue to talk to her, the current students, and the graduates, I realize something really special is happening at Skyline. Every single graduate I talk to is enrolled in some kind of college program, following the passions that surfaced in high school. Through her ongoing support, these young adults are creating friendships and a place for themselves in the world. For Cross Currents, I'm Megan Sussman.